Lots of Americans are eligible for loan forgiveness, college loan forgiveness, and they don't even know it. We've had some new changes in the Biden administration, and we had a huge settlement, billions of dollars of settlement. Some 200,000 folks out there getting their loans completely forgiven if they went to a certain financial institution. Ray Kaplan has all the rules for it and all the regulations. And she'll tell you if you might be eligible, or your kids or your grandkids, for tens of thousands of dollars of loan forgiveness. This is one of those shows you don't want to miss. It's one of those shows you want to call your college students or friends that have student loans just to make sure that they're taking advantage of everything. Because these companies are not going to come to you and tell you, oh, you got forgiveness. No, you have to fight for yourself or have Ray Kaplan fight for you. We'll get to that next on Your Money Matters. I want people to be able to call in today because we have some new information about the Biden administration and some forgiveness, a settlement. I mean, we're talking about a lot of opportunities for people to save money that probably have no idea that they may be eligible for that. Am I right in that interpretation, Ray?
You are so right. And I just want everybody who's listening to tell everybody in your life who has federal student loans, or if you don't know what type of student loans they are, that's fine because they're probably federal anyway. This will affect so many people. They're saying 200,000 borrowers, but they're also saying $6 billion in forgiveness. Those two numbers don't quite match up. So I'm thinking that it's going to be more than 200,000 borrowers and potentially about $6 billion in loans forgiven, in addition to the other forgiveness options that the Biden administration has implemented. It is really, really, in terms of student loan world, this is really earth-shattering news.
Okay, well, we'll break it all down in a moment. Before I break for weather and traffic, I always love to hear, do you have some dollar amounts in the last week or so of the money you've been able to save WGN listeners and other clients?
In the last week, we've gotten forgiveness applications approved for over $300,000 in loans for some of your WGN listeners.
$300,000 total or for one person?
This is for, I think it's four people total.
Well, that's still incredible.
I know.
All right. So financialrelief.com is the website. 312-294-8989 is Ray Kaplan's number. Our number, 312-981-7200. Call now. We're going to forgive some debt tonight. We're going to figure it out. First, a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Trying to find out if you are entitled to college loan forgiveness. You, your kids, your grandkids. So pay attention. And Ray Kaplan's going to help us out. We do have a question from the 630, Ray, off the bat. It's sure. About more, sweeping administration stuff from the Biden administration. They want to know, have you heard any more about the Biden administration forgiving a dollar amount across the board?
Oh, so what's being discussed and what seems to have the most bipartisan support is the $10,000 off of everybody's loans. So what we don't know about that yet, because the executive order hasn't been issued yet, so they haven't made an announcement, but we've been monitoring it very closely. What it looks like it's going to be is $10,000 off your loans if you're a single person whose last year's tax return indicated an adjusted gross income of under $150,000, and if you're a married couple filing jointly under $350,000. So they're kind of means testing it. So if you're under that income range, then you'll be eligible for $10,000 off your student loan balance. What we don't know yet is whether or not this is going to apply to Parent PLUS loans or just regular federal student loans. So we're waiting for that as well.
Okay. And while we're on the topic of Parent PLUS loans, just in full disclosure, I had Terry Savage on the Winter's Business Lunch today. Someone mentioned a Parent PLUS loan in a separate question, and Terry Savage, not a fan of Parent PLUS loans. And I said, I'm going to ask Ray tonight, because you know about this stuff a lot too. Are you a fan of Parent PLUS loans? Just so we give everyone the full range of opinions here.
Yes. And I actually have talked to Terry about this a number of times. And I am a fan of federal Parent PLUS loans. So not to be confused with private Parent PLUS loans, because sometimes these private lenders will name their student loans for parents Parent PLUS loans, and then it kind of confuses the situation. But federal Parent PLUS loans, I think, are a very good tool because they allow parents to finance their kids' education with no payments while the kid is in school, kid or kids, and then the payments are going to be based on the parent borrower's income. And right now, under the statute, it's permissible to actually just calculate the payment based on just the parent who borrowed, just their income. So if you do it right, you potentially could be paying back just a fraction of what you took out. And for many parents, that's the case. They actually end up paying back just a fraction of what they borrowed. So even though some of the federal Parent PLUS loans, the interest rate is set by Congress, and sometimes the interest rate is higher than some of the private lenders, although I don't think that's the case now because interest rates in the private sector are going up. But even if the interest rate is higher sometimes, it's not just the interest rate that you want to look at. You also want to look at the repayment terms. And there's a ton of forgiveness built into the federal statute that applies to federal Parent PLUS loans. So I personally think that federal Parent PLUS loans are a fantastic tool, not for everybody, but in many, many cases.
And that's right. And guess what? Experts agree and disagree on things all the time. And that's why here at WGN, we give you the options. So what we are not talking about, and you mentioned the Biden administration across the board, that hasn't happened yet. What you're talking about that everyone needs to know about is some temporary changes to income-driven repayment plans. Am I getting that correct? And please explain.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I feel like every time I come on your show, I'm saying there's really big news in federal student loans, but there really is big news in federal student loans. And I don't know why, but it's not getting that much hype. And it really should be because this is life-changing. We had a WGN listener have $242,000 of her federal loans forgiven under this Biden administration PSLF waiver.
A quarter of $1 million?
Yes. And she just received the letter a few weeks ago, and that is life-changing.
Yes. So,
and she's just one of the clients, one of the many people who have gotten their entire loan balances wiped out tax-free. You don't even have to pay income tax on it.
How?
So what this is anybody who has ever worked in the public sector from October 1st, 2007 forward, it used to be a very rigid standard where you had to be in the right type of payment plan, making payments while employed full-time in the public sector for 120 payments. And if you missed one, you were unqualified, et cetera. There were a lot of ways to get it messed up. Now, under this PSLF waiver and IDR waiver, we can count periods where you are employed in the public sector, but get this, not making payments. So even if you were just employed, but you never made a payment on your federal student loans, we can count those months as counting towards public sector loan forgiveness and then get your loans forgiven. There's a process that we have to go through under the waiver, but it is certainly worth it to try because at the very least, we can get you closer. We had a lady recently who had, once we proceeded under the waiver, she would have had no payments counting. And then once we did the audit and the count, she had 110 qualifying payments, which means that she only has another 10 payments. And then her entire $100,000 loan balance is going to be forgiven. Wow. It's huge.
So if you were employed in the public sector... by October 2001, meaning if you were employed afterwards, no good. It has to.
No. Okay. Anytime from October 1st, 2007, in other words, anything before 2007 is not going to count towards that 120 that you need.
Okay.
But anything after 2007 forward to present day will count. So a lot of people applied and then they were turned down. All those people should give us a call or go to studentaid.gov. Or give us a call.
Yes.
We can likely get those loans forgiven for you.
312-294-8989. That's Ray Kaplan's number. And can you just once again, we got about 30 seconds, so we got to take a break. What does public employee mean?
Oh, so employed in the public sector means if you're a public school teacher, if you work at a hospital like Ascension, Amita, Northwestern, University of Chicago, if you work in a cafeteria at one of those places, if you're a nurse at one of those places, if you're a firefighter or a police officer, all those types of jobs will qualify as long as you're 30 hours a week or more.
Even if you worked in like the great people that work in the cafeterias at those places too, right?
Absolutely. If you're a maintenance person at one of those places, that also qualifies.
All right. So Ray Kaplan's number is 312-294-8989. Our number here is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Get on the line. Keep getting those text questions in, because after the break and the news, we're going to go beyond the Biden administration's plan, and that is pretty sweeping, but also this huge proposed settlement, and we're talking $6 billion in loans forgiven. Are you one of those people? Call us now, and we might be able to help out. That's coming up after the break. And the news here on WGN. Your Money Matters College Loan Forgiveness Show, Ray Kaplan. This is how quick we have to be in the last half hour, Ray, because we got so many questions. You ready to get some?
I'm ready.
All right. 847 says, I don't work at a public school, but I've been in edge education system for a long time. I work in early education center, preschool, daycare, however you want to call it. Do you know if that counts for forgiveness?
So the key here is whether or not your employer is what's called a not-for-profit entity. So that is really a tax designation, what's called a 501c3. If you're not sure, a good way to find out is to Google your employer, the name of your employer, and you can simply Google, is, you know, ex-employer a NPO? If you look at their website, generally most not-for-profit entities will have a section where you can donate or contribute. That usually is a very good indication that it's a not-for-profit. Another good way to find out is just go to your human resources department and ask them, are we a not-for-profit? Are we a 501c3? And if they are and you work for them full-time, that is employment that qualifies for public sector loan forgiveness.
Interesting, because I've got other questions from people about a specific University of Medicine and Science, and it said it was a private institution, but I'm Googling it, and I think it might be a 501c3, so that should count, right?
Yes, people often confuse these. So you can be what's known as a private entity that is still set up as a not-for-profit, so it really is all about the tax designation. So if it's a 501c3 or a not-for-profit, it's going to qualify.
All right. So that's for you, Maria. So make sure your daughter asks about that. Okay. I had a couple of people saying, I worked in public sector for 10 years. I worked extra jobs to pay off my loans, and these people are getting them forgiven. This isn't like all that new, right? I mean, I know we have new designations about it, but how long have they been able to pay off your federal loans if you worked in the public sector for 10 years?
Well, so the public sector loan forgiveness section of the statute came into being in 2007. So this has been the law on the books since 2007.
Hence, that's why you have to go back to October 1st, 2007 for adding up those months. Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah, some people that did this long ago, I'm sorry, that didn't benefit you. And that goes to a question Bob has. We don't have time to get him on the line, but he says, are my kids going to get a refund if they paid off their loans? No, right?
Well, in some cases,
Ooh. Yes.
So we have a few cases right now pending where the client has paid, or the borrower, I should say, has paid for more years than the 120 while they were working in the public sector. So we've applied to have refunded the amount that they paid over that 120 payments, and I think they're going to get it. We haven't received them yet, but I think they're going to.
Okay, another question we had internally in the building today was the proposed, it hasn't happened yet, Biden plan of $10,000. That's not just public sector, right? They were talking to even people that work in the private sector, and we're talking federal loans or federal and
right. Private
loans? No, just federal loans.
Just federal loans. So the federal government only has jurisdiction to make these types of rules about federal student loans. So any type of forgiveness would only apply to federal student loans. There is something interesting happening with the Navient settlement. I know I talked about this the last time I was on your show, John, was the proposed settlement agreement for Navient. And Navient serviced both federal and private loans. And the proposed settlement order addresses both federal and private loans. If Navient serviced your loans and mishandled them, you will get $265 as a member of the class action lawsuit.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the federal. In terms of the private loans, if Navient was servicing your private loans and your loans were in default, I believe from 2014 forward, so you have to have been already in default, then you may have your entire private loan balance forgiven under that settlement. And a lot of people are going to ask, how do I know if I'm a member of the class? The answer is Navient will let you know as soon as that court order has actually been approved by the court, and we expect that to happen in July.
Okay. And by the way, if you're confused by any of this, 312-294-8989, 312-294-8989, Ray will be able to help you out individually. Let's try and get one real quick one in here before we go for weather and traffic. Courtney, you're on WGN. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, I have a quick question about Parent Plus Loan, if that applies, and how I get info on that.
On the Biden, you mean if it's forgiveness from the Biden administration?
Yeah, the college loan forgiveness, if this applies at all to the Parent Plus loans.
Ray, any thoughts?
Okay, so it depends on what we're talking about. So Parent Plus loans, federal Parent Plus loans, are eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. They have to have been consolidated previously, but there are potentially ways to make your previously unconsolidated federal Parent Plus loans eligible for forgiveness. And that's something you want to give us a call for, because we have to analyze each situation individually, because it really depends on a lot of different things. But in general, yes, all of these forgiveness provisions are, they do apply to federal Parent Plus loans, which is another reason why I like federal Parent Plus loans.
Any idea about if there was the future Biden plan that may happen, hasn't happened yet, for the $10,000, is that also for Parent Plus loans? Do we know?
So we know that if you had previously consolidated those Parent Plus loans, yes, they would be eligible for that $10,000 forgiveness. We just don't know if they are unconsolidated, if they will be eligible.
Courtney, thanks for the call, okay?
I'm calling you.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. This is just call one, Ray. Then they call you, 312-294-8989. Let's put everyone on hold. Elizabeth, we're going to get to you next, and we are going to get to the settlement with the $6 billion. And more of your questions, 312-981-7200. After we look at weather and traffic, Mary Vandeveld, just saw your text, and you're helping more WGN listeners literally as the show's going on.
I know, that's so funny. I just got the email from a client of ours who just had $89,000 in loans forgiven.
I mean, she just texted me the confirmation during that commercial break. All right, Ray Kaplan, we got a call from Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on WGN.
Hi. So hi. I have over $10,000 in federal student loans. I was part of Navient, but they sold my loan, passed my loan to a different company.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I'm just wondering, do I qualify? I've been deferring all these years. It's been, gosh, almost 10 years.
Are you talking about, okay, do you qualify for the general forgiveness that the Biden administration is proposing, or the public sector one that we had talked about earlier?
The general one. I have not been employed by a public sector as of yet.
Okay, Ray, thoughts?
Okay, so first of all, so your loans are going to be transferred from Navient to AidVantage. Navient is getting out of the loan servicing industry, and they're transferring their portfolio to AidVantage. So the loans are owed to the Department of Education, and the Department of Education hires different servicers to service the loans, just so to clear that up so it's not confusing or nerve-wracking when it happens. So they'll go from Navient to AidVantage, and AidVantage will be your new servicer. As to the forgiveness, we're still waiting to hear what the actual, and see what the actual executive order says. They haven't released it yet. And my feeling, though, based on just monitoring what the proposals have been, is that the $10,000 in loan forgiveness will be means tested. So if on last year's tax return, if you're single and you made under $150,000 in adjusted gross income, then your loans will likely be eligible to be wiped out and forgiven. If you're married and you filed jointly and your income was under $350,000, then you would pass the means test and have the balance of your loans forgiven. If if for some reason you're not eligible for that type of forgiveness, I would say don't lose hope, because there is likely another section of the statutes that might apply where we can get your loans potentially partially forgiven, or at least in a very low payment plan that you'd be comfortable with.
All right, Elizabeth, you got that?
I do. Could I have the phone number one more time?
Oh, you sure can. I'll go ahead and read it. 312-294-8989. That's 312-294-8989. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Ray, let's talk about Sweet versus Cardona. We've teased it. What is it?
Okay. So remember last time I said that there was big news in the student loan world, and you guys are probably getting sick. Okay. Well,
this is even bigger.
Okay. This is even bigger than last time, because this applies to about 150 schools that are private schools where people took out federal loans, and the schools fraudulently engaged in some type of behavior that the Department of Education says that now, because of that behavior by the schools, that these borrowers can have their loans forgiven.
Like recruiting behavior or things that happen in the classroom?
Well, no. It's more like aggressive sales tactics or being dishonest about the rate of graduation, rate of job placement, rate of income that graduates would be able to earn after graduating. For example, we would send these borrower defense to repayment applications to the Department of Education, and we would want to attach something to show that the school had been engaging in some kind of fraudulent misrepresentation to the students. And so what we would do is we would go back into the Internet Archive. There's one actually called the Wayback Machine.
Yep.
And you can look at different institutions' websites back from, 2005. And they would, at a lot of these schools, they would say that their job placements were 99%. So 99% of their graduates were able to land jobs in their chosen field of study, which is basically statistically almost impossible, right?
Right. I don't want to rush you along, but I just want to make sure we get to the good news. So, yes, so they were fraudulent. They did that. And the settlement now means that...
If you attended ITT, DeVry, there are so many schools
Illinois
on this
Institute
list.
Of Art, yeah.
Illinois Institute of Art, and you previously applied and were denied for BDTR, they're going to reinstate your application without you doing anything and forgive those loans.
We're talking about $6
billion. $6
billion. Okay. If people don't know if they're on that list or they're like, oh my gosh, can they just call your office and you might be able to help them out and just give them some advice?
Absolutely. Give us a call, because there is also another window where if you haven't already applied, then we need to get that application in ASAP so that then you can be a part of, it's not the class, but it's kind of a class B part of this class action.
Okay. 847 wants to know, if you have not yet started paying back your loan and you work in the public sector, do you qualify? And I don't know exactly. I think they're talking about maybe the 120 months and they haven't started paying back the loan.
Right. If they haven't started paying back the loans, I would need to take a look at what exactly is going on there, because I don't want to tell somebody that they don't qualify without actually taking a look at their specific situation.
Okay, that's a good answer. 708, will forgiveness, I imagine we're talking about the Biden proposed, and we shouldn't do cartwheels about this yet because it hasn't happened yet, the $10,000, but the 708 says, will forgiveness, if it happens, be taxable?
No, that forgiveness will not be considered taxable income, which is another great benefit.
Ray Kaplan, we've done a lot for a lot of people, and you continue to do so. 312-294-8989. 25 more seconds. Make the pitch for why someone should call you.
Give us a call, because the type of loan forgiveness that we can get you, and it's not really us, it's the federal statute, but we process the information for you to make sure that you get it. That type of loan forgiveness can really be life-changing.
Yeah. I mean, $89,000 in a commercial break. So there you go. Financialrelief.com, 312-294-8989. Ray, we'll do another takeover soon, okay? We'll book you for the next month. We got so many great calls, okay?
Absolutely. Anytime, John. Thank you so much.
I just love when someone knows so much about one thing, this one important thing. It's a huge thing and helps so many people.